Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting. If you're new, Daniela Cheng is my name and I'm an early childhood education specialist, both by passion and profession, with a degree in the same. I currently work with children of all ages, 0 to 18 plus years, but I focus on the early years, 0 to 9 and specifically 0 to 5, because I know and strongly believe that that's a foundation of everything about children. And now, drum rolls. It's time for another Did You Know fact. Did you know that the human brain uses the energy of a 10 watt bulb to think? Now, since bulbs are all about light and energy and positivity, if we were to base our thinking on the positive ways we look at life, because I'm all about trying to get into a positive mindset, do you think the amount of positive thinking you do would be able to light up even just the room that you're sitting in? Now, before I move on to today's topic, my sincerest apologies for not being consistent with posting episodes, and it's feedback I've got. I'm working and I've worked on that consistency. So I will be posting twice every month on Tuesdays, the second and the fourth Tuesday of every month. Yeah. Thanks for understanding. So today's episode, it's a bit of a build up from the episode Death at the Desk, which if you haven't had, please go look for it. I thought this was a perfect time to handle this topic because our kids are back in school. And I felt the need of debunking some myths we have about education. So we're having this discussion at home, and it was just about the essence of like 50 sums of the same concept for a child. And we're reminiscing the days that our youngest sister would spend hours on end doing thousands of questions from each subject, sleeping at ungodly hours, waking up exhausted the next day, hating school and her life as a result. Well, until the day mom got fed up and she would tell her to just do 5 questions and go to sleep, then say, I will tell the teacher. And for sure, if you know my mom, she actually did tell the teachers the next day. And she ended her message to them with, she cannot be sleeping at midnight doing work she understood from teachers she has spent the whole day with. Wow, I know. Her reaction may seem a bit over the edge, but what do you do? Like, after you've already talked to the school about it over and over again. Time that we also just analyze and also probably ask our children what their views on homework are and the amount of homework and the time they spend and just everything. Just first of all, actually listen to this podcast and then probably have more questions to ask your children. So on average in today's world, kindergarten to fifth graders, class 5, have an average of 2.9 hours of homework per week. But this is all research. This is not made up figures, okay? So I'm not sure that applies to Kenya, those figures, because I feel like our children at that level seem to spend like 5 hours. But anyway, just moving on, 6th and 8th graders spend an average of 3.2 hours of homework per teacher. That means if they're doing like 5 subjects, that is 17.5 hours of homework, which translates to about 3.5 hours of homework a day. So this is not even during school time, this is after school. Okay, as I go on, the statistics I'm going to give after is based on the average child, because there are actually those who do arrive home around 4:30 because they live in very close proximity to the schools, so they don't have to travel long distances or go through traffic to go home. Now that you understand that, I think let's go on. So let's say if they get home at about 6 p.m., I'm approximating this on Kenyan time, okay? So they're finishing their homework at around 9:30. Or let me be positive. Let's say if they get home at 5, actually, you know what? That's not true. So let's move on, because I don't think there's any child that gets home at 5 p.m. because that's quite early, especially if they're in the typical Kenyan school. Anyway, my question is, what time do they get to play or just relax and do something they love to do, like develop a talent or a hobby? And what time do they actually get to socialize with their friends and family and catch up? Or when do they get time to unwind and release the stresses of the day and rejuvenate for the next day of school? I mean, even we feel exhausted at the end of the day. If you don't have time, with our big ages, can you imagine how much more stressful it is for a child? But let me move on. It's actually interesting to note that for grade 4 and below, research has proved that homework actually isn't beneficial. Now, before you throw stones at me, please feel free to do the research. Actually, you know, when I'm finding research that, like, demystifies the things that we thought were good or helps us understand better what's great for kids, it actually makes me so happy because I like seeing our children less stressed, you know, or not stressed at all, and happy and healthy, because that means they get into healthy adults. But anyway, let me move on before I get lost in that. So I won't talk about the early years because, trust me, homework for them is an absolute no. Like, affirmative in my profession, in what I do, I am saying, please, no. If your school is giving homework and your child is in preschool, 3, 4, 5, no. 6, I think. Yeah, no. You may be wondering then, okay, Danielle, wait. If you're saying there's no homework for that age, how do you expect them to internalize the concept that they learn in school? Well, it's simple. Let them apply the skills that they gain practically instead of on paper. This is specifically actually for the early years. For example, ask them to help you lay the table. But before that, tell them to go and count how many people are in the house so that they can know how many plates to put. And what's that? Math. As in, wow. And that's applied mathematics. So much more exciting than having to do drawing balls or dots or whatever it is they're made to do at that young age, and frustrating their young developing practical minds. But they were having, this is on a side note, this discussion with my colleagues on different career paths, and we're talking about the professors we have of mathematics in the country, and it was surprising or not to find out that a lot of our professors, Kenya specific, are theoretical professors. You know, none of them is in applied mathematics. Now, can you imagine if they had the joy of having to do math practically? You know, like, I'm trying to insist our kids should, like, we would be having geniuses in terms of applied mathematics. But that's beside the point. I'm not going to career advice. Let's just move on. Well, how about developing their literacy skills? Read a book with them for about 15 minutes each day. And the key word here is with. I've talked about it in previous episodes, the importance of reading for our children. Because, you know, literacy just goes beyond singing A, B, C, D. And it's way beyond writing. It involves first building a love for books. And which better way than you reading with them? It involves understanding what is being read. That's comprehension. And that's why we ask them, why do you think, questions. And involve them on almost every page of the book, especially the picture books. I do this a lot when I'm reading to children. Very good strategy, which you can also employ as a parent. So there's a study by the University of Michigan, actually, that found that reading for pleasure, not homework, for pleasure, was strongly, mark the words, strongly associated with higher scores on all achievement tests for children up to 12 years old. And those higher tests actually did not involve having traditional homework. It only involved children picking their reading material by choice. Their choice, and reading for 20 minutes each day. Also, just be careful not to have children read. We don't want them to be reading inappropriate material. Yeah. So there are also high school students in California who were interviewed on their views of homework. So it was found that 59% thought that they had too much homework. 43% said that the homework was their greatest source of stress. And 82% agreed that they were often or always stressed by schoolwork. Maybe I should conduct the research here in Kenya and find out. But I'm sure the results will be similar or have even higher percentages of reported negative impacts of homework. So some of the effects of this excessive homework is it leads to sleep deprivation and other health problems such as headaches, exhaustion, weight loss, stomach problems, so on. In fact, it actually also leads to cheating, as a large number of students did admit to copying someone else's homework. Even college students. Why? Because they either don't like the homework, they've not understood it, or it was just too much and they were exhausted, or they just wanted to rest and didn't get to do it. And here is a shocker. Okay, maybe not. But parents have admitted to completing a child's homework for them. I'm sure many of us can relate. Okay, you know what? Let me just speak for myself. I know that I did that for my sister when she was in primary school, because each day she had at least 4 subjects of homework to do. each with like a billion questions, inclusive of compositions and inches. So that totals to like 500 hours of homework needed, which is impossible because a day has 24 hours. And 10 of those hours spent in school, 3 to 4 on the road, 4 more on homework. And then 1 hour or less is to prepare for the next day, which equals to less than 5 hours of sleep, which is totally unfair. And we all know scientifically very unhealthy, even for brain development. So yeah, like I used to help her, and well, she never got caught because our handwritings are the same. Was it a good thing to do? Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Could you repeat that question? Anyway, what I think is that homework should just be manageable for the average student, and teachers should not give that much homework so we don't have to help. But in the spirit of integrity, I know it was not right. It was not the right thing to do to help her do her homework, and the right thing was to tell the teachers it was too much. Or like my mom did, tell the teacher she has done 5 or 10 questions, has demonstrated content mastery, and will not be doing any further work because she needs to sleep. And then make sure she's not punished for it, because trust me, punishment after is an actual thing. So yes, I have admitted to helping. Not the best thing to do, but at some point my mom did solve that issue, so it never became an issue later on. So there's a lady called Denise Pope, who's a researcher and co-author of a Stanford research on the negative impacts of homework, who found that doing homework for more than 2 hours for high schoolers, high school, actually has a negative impact, which means high school students are not benefiting from the homework that they do, especially if it's above 2 hours. And trust me, if high school students would hear this, they would totally celebrate and totally agree with me. And before we actually go on, by the way, and tell our children's school that your child won't be doing the homework anymore, homework doesn't have benefits, it actually does have its benefits. But I have mentioned I'm not talking about preschool years. That's a topic dear to my heart. Those babies are dear to my heart. So no homework. Not that kind of homework. Let them do projects, let them grow plants, whatever. But listen, high school, homework does have its benefits. But the written sitting down to concentrate for hours is not at all beneficial. So here's what some of the benefits are. Homework does improve student achievement in tests and exams. There's research that was posted in the high school journal that says students, that's in high school, I'll emphasize that, high school, who spent between 31 and 90 minutes a day on homework scored about 40 points higher on the SAT mathematics subtest than the peers who reported spending no time on homework. So SATs are like our national exams, and they determine like a lot. So what does this tell us? Homework is very beneficial for high school students. Another benefit is that, you know, homework also helps to reinforce learning and develop good study habits and life skills, because typically students retain only about 50% of what they learn in class. So they need to apply it in order to actually truly learn it. Hence the beauty of homework. It also teaches discipline, time management, accountability, critical thinking, independent problem solving, autonomy, and self-direction. There's a lot of benefits which are actually essential for adults as the kids grow. And these apply to primary school students too, from a certain level. But for all this to be possible, you need to teach them how to set goals and timing for their homework, and how to handle challenges they may face answering some questions. And this should keep them motivated and charged of their learning because they set their own goals. I believe that the most beautiful benefit of homework is that it allows parents to be involved with their children's learning, because you get to spend time finding out what they're doing, helping where needed, and learn their academic strengths and weaknesses and see how you can help. Now, this parental involvement involves their performance. It actually greatly improves their performance and morale for schoolwork. But also, make sure you're not always up in their work, because it could get irritating and negate the benefits. So if you're not already doing your homework with your children, please start. It's very beneficial. As we move on, let me just ask a question that you should reflect on. So when your child comes home with a lot of homework and you can just see frustration, pain, anger written all over their faces, okay, that's if you've seen them come home after school. How does it make you feel seeing them go through that experience? And aren't you working hard to give them a better life in every way possible? Well, if your answer is yes, how about you try and make it better for them by talking to their school with calmness I insist, calm, and helping them to see the why behind your concern. We should not allow our children to be under such stress this early in life. I mean, as grown up as we are, we know stresses will increase, and trust me, we don't want them to be feeling so much pressure in being grown adults at that young age. So my point is, just generally, homework for certain ages should not completely be done away with. It just needs to be regulated and kept within the stipulated quota for it to be effective. I mean, it's all about quality and not quantity. And as parents, let's also not be overbearing by putting too much emphasis on grades, because it can be disruptive and destructive. Because again, there could be reasons why your child's grades are not as you expect. They could be unwell, the house is too noisy, or there's no peace at home, something in school is bothering them, like a bully, which I discussed in a previous episode called Make It Stop. There could be an abusive teacher, or they could have a learning challenge. So generally, homework does have its benefits for a certain age. For the younger years, take them outside to a real plant, show them what a leaf is, you know, what the roots are, the stem, the flower. They will remember that more than they will when they're given a worksheet. Homework is okay. Homework is good if it's within the stipulated time. I work in an organization where, so I'm talking about the primary area, we have a stipulated time of 30 minutes a day for homework maximum for the average child, because we don't want the thing of children spending their whole day in school learning and then spending their whole day at home still doing homework. It's like an extension of school. We want them to relax and unwind and sleep and play. So by the time they're coming for school the next day, they're still as excited and rejuvenated for the day. For the early years, we design what we call at-home activities. So this is now what, like the example I gave you, let them count plates, you know, look ahead when they're driving, or when you guys are driving somewhere, tell me what letter sounds you see, or what letters you see on the number plate ahead, what numbers you see, what colors, what shapes. Like, there's just so much you can do to make school practical for children, so that numbers and letters and words do not end in the classroom. They can sit all over. They can sit on billboards. Like, there's just so many exciting ways, like, to teach kids that does not involve worksheets. Still going to emphasize, please read for your child 15 minutes a day, each day. It's going to greatly help them. And so many resources online of how to do that, how to make reading exciting, how to help the kids dramatize the story sometimes, or after you've read the story a couple of times and they're familiar with it, let them be the ones to retell you the story. It's like, there's just so many exciting things to do with kids. And even for the older children, how about you pick a book they're doing together? I know it's a strategy I started using with my younger sister, because she's in high school. So there's a book it's a book they've been told to read for their final exams, which is when she's in Form 4. And I told her I'll read a chapter every day. That's when she's on holiday and home. I'll read a chapter and then we come home and discuss it. You know, what I've learned, what she's learned, what do you think the author was meaning, what would you change about it? Just find an exciting way of getting involved in your children's lives and not making education a drudge, not making them hate it. There's just so many ways to make school better. So that's it for me from this podcast. I hope we've gained insights. I hope we'll talk to our children's schools, and please just not have our children burdened with homework and dread school and everything about it, because school is beautiful, work is beautiful, like everything depending on how it's delivered can be really good. So yeah, that's it for me. I for any questions, by the way, comments or anything that you need to reach out to me for, you can find me on email at parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. parentingbabysteps is one word, so it's parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. So I'll end this with the mother's homework prayer, which I saw on the internet. And it was, please grant me the serenity to accept the homework assignment I cannot change, the courage to help my child complete it as I can, and the strength to finish it without either of us ending up in a body bag. Bye.